And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Well, and a happy Thursday one and all. We're going to get the commercials out of the way really quick because standing by to join us live in just moments, Governor Mike Huckabee, former presidential candidate and a Fox News contributor. And Governor Huckabee is a well-known speaker on a number of different subjects. And so we are looking forward to speaking with him momentarily. Let's take a quick break. And Governor Mike Huckabee joins us live here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
The name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And it's my pleasure to welcome to Talk of the Town, Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor Huckabee, it's nice to have you with us.
Sanford, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much.
I know that, when we were preparing for this interview, we didn't have the Mueller testimony to reflect on. And everyone in town that I spoke to that knew that I was going to be talking to you today say, you got to ask him, what about the Mueller testimony? What do you think of that? So what do you think about what happened with Robert Mueller and his testimony?
Well, the Democrats said that the report was the book, and they wanted him to come to Congress because they wanted America to see the movie. Well, we've seen the movie. They thought it was going to be The Lion King, but it was actually Bob Mueller's day off. It was a disaster. And even the talking heads of CNN, which normally love everything the Democrats do and hate everything that makes Trump look good, even they had to admit that it was a disastrous day and that it was a huge mistake, and basically that this whole notion of going after Trump and impeaching him is over. Now, they may not believe it's over. You still have Adam Schiff, and you still have Jerry Nadler, that they're going to ride this dead horse when there's nothing but bones in the desert. But it doesn't matter because it's over. They just didn't have anything. And I almost got to the point I was feeling sorry for Bob Mueller because he looked like a guy who obviously had not read his own report, had no clue what was in it. And when challenged with it, then he would simply revert back to, gee, that's not in my purview. And I'm thinking, no, sir, it actually is. But you have come here and embarrassed yourself by not having really a clue what's in that report with your name on it.
I thought the best quote of the day that I heard was from Trey Gowdy, where he said that the person that learned the most about the Mueller report in that testimony was Bob Mueller himself.
Great quote by Trey Gowdy, no doubt about it, and very accurate, because it was apparent that Mueller was fumbling and bumbling, and as I said, I came to the point I was almost beginning to feel really sorry for him. But here's the question that begs, Sanford. If Mueller really didn't know that much about what was in that report, who ran that show? And it appears that it was Andrew Weissman, who had donated money to Hillary Clinton, showed up at her victory party on the night of the election that turned out to be anything but a victory party, and a person who hates Donald Trump. And he should never have been on that investigative team, ever. And most of those 12 or 13 lawyers who were part of the investigation were Democrat donors. 7 or 8 of them were Hillary donors. And they had no business being on a panel that should have been so far above any smack or sniff of partisanship. And instead, it looked like a true, as the president says, a true witch hunt. They just went after the wrong witch.
Well, and again, I don't want to spend all of our time talking about this, but I have to ask, you know, in light of what you have seen and what we know now, do you agree with the thought that between Comey and Clapper and Brennan and Strzok and Page and all these different players, that in fact what we are witnessing was an attempted bureaucratic coup of a duly elected president?
Absolutely. I've said all along that what we've seen was a conspiracy, a cover-up, and an attempted coup d'etat against an elected president of the United States. And that ought to scare the daylights out of every thoughtful American, regardless of his or her politics. This is dangerous stuff when you have people in the highest levels of law enforcement and intelligence not elected by anyone for any purpose. They're hired, they're appointed. Their job is to serve those who are elected and have direct accountability to the people. And instead, they tried to subvert the will of the people through an election. When I hear people say, well, the Russians tried to influence the election, I have no doubt that they tried. I don't know that they succeeded. But what worries me more is that people in our own government would attempt to overthrow an election. And I think we see more and more evidence of that. And if these folks are not held accountable, then we'll likely lose this great republic in my lifetime. And I'm getting kind of in the glide scope headed toward the finish line.
Well, I kind of figured that was what you were going to say. And yes, it is just absolutely scares the bejeebers out of me. Let's go ahead and change the subject to something else that I have a very deep passion about, and that is the state of Israel. You were in Israel recently. You've been there many times. Tell the folks listening about your overall opinion of the the day-to-day and the culture and the life that people enjoy in the state of Israel, because most people think that this is like an area under siege with constant conflict and all that sort of thing, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, I've been going since 1973. My first trip was when I was 17. I go now most years, probably five times a year. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many times it's been. I was just there last week. I'll be back at the end of August and again in November. What I tell people is that Israel is the nation on earth that most closely mirrors the United States. Both of our countries were born out of a desire to get away from the galloping terror of tyranny and to create religious freedom and give people an opportunity to raise their families under God. And Israel is an amazing country. They have come from a desert, desolate land. I have, in my own going there in the last 46 years, have seen the dry bones come to life, and I've seen the desert bloom, literally bloom, from barren areas where nothing was growing. It was just dust and rock, to lush vegetation where they now ship and export vegetables and fruits all over the world. But beyond that, it is a place where freedom of speech lives, rights, human rights abound in ways that no other country between the Atlantic and the Pacific, anywhere in all of Africa or Asia, could mirror. No one. And when I hear people like these four members of the squad make the anti-Semitic comments, hateful and derogatory toward Israel, it really makes my blood boil. Because what the Israelis have created is a true oasis in a vast area of just dictatorships and corrupt governments. The Israelis hold people accountable. They're a remarkable nation. They're our strongest ally. And I just am appalled that people would somehow try to call Israel an apartheid nation or push this false narrative of the boycott, divestiture, and sanction movement, which is very hurtful as much, if not more, to the Palestinian people than it is to the Israelis.
That's the part that just absolutely frosts me, when people realize that when you do try to take economic punishment, the state of Israel, so much of the Palestinian area and the Gaza Strip are dependent upon Israel for a lot of things. I mean, electricity and water and so forth. So punishing Israel, you're actually punishing the people that you, quote-unquote, supposedly are trying to help.
Well, a good example, the SodaStream company is an Israeli company. Many Americans probably have had a SodaStream in their home. What they may not realize is that the founders of SodaStream built it in one of their big factories. I personally visited, spent half a day there. And they built it so that they could give Palestinians jobs. There were 600 Palestinians and 500 Israelis. They worked together, 1,100 of them, men and women, Muslim and Jew, side by side, got along beautifully. The Palestinians who worked there, Sanford, actually made four times what they could have and would have made anywhere in the PA, the Palestinian Authority. But the pressure was so intense on SodaStream because of the BDS movement that SodaStream eventually just decided to close that factory. They had no other choice. So the folks who were Palestinian, the majority of workers, went from a huge paycheck to none. They went from having full paid benefits and paid vacation, even free lunch at work. All their meals were provided, to now going back and living in abject poverty. So you just want to say, how did you benefit the Palestinians by going after an Israeli company that did a heck of a lot more for them by giving them good-paying jobs than they ever received when it came to life under the Palestinian Authority?
Well, and to me, the use of the word apartheid is a canard anyway. It's a math issue, because what apartheid means is that a minority of people control the majority of the population, and even the combined population of the Palestinians and Israelis, about 11 million, 75% of those people are Jewish. So if they're apartheid, then so are Italians, so are French, so are the British. I mean, it's just, it's merely a smear.
Well, and most people are not aware that there are members of the Druze faith, and even members who are Arab, who are members of the Israeli Knesset. I'd like to ask them, how many Jews or Christians helped govern Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Yemen, Syria, Iran, Afghanistan. Name one. There aren't any. So it's a very, very false narrative to somehow say that the Israelis are unfair. In fact, I can tell you that the Israelis protect the Muslim holy sites with equal fervor that they do the Jewish holy sites.
Yep.
But the Muslims, even though the Oslo Accords from 93 demanded and insisted that Jews and Christians have access to all holy sites, that simply isn't the case. And when I went to the ancient city of Shechem, now known as Nablus in the Palestinian Authority, to go with some Jewish friends of mine and pray at the tomb of Joseph, we had to go at 2 o'clock in the morning in a military vehicle. We had to drive around burning tires. We had to choke back tear gas and go in under armed guard just to have prayer. Now, that's how much the Palestinians protect the rights of Christians and Jews. But if you go to the Temple Mount, Jews or Christians are not allowed to go up to the Temple Mount and to pray there because the Muslims say, nope, this is ours and you can't come.
You can't even go up there, Governor, and move your lips.
Yep.
Yeah.
You'll be in real trouble.
One more question about Israel before we jump ahead, and that is, as a man of faith, how do you view the long-term success of Israel? Is it really vital, in your mind, to the future of Western civilization? We're not overstating that, are we?
No, we're really not. And, I mean, I could give you the biblical answer from Genesis 12. Those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. But even if I was not a believer, I am. Even if I didn't believe the book, but I do, I could tell you that it is of our vital strategic interest to be a friend, an ally, and a partner with Israel. We share intelligence. We share a common fundamental value system. We're both based on the Judeo-Christian understanding of personal responsibility, a God to whom we are ultimately accountable, that our laws are based on that Judeo-Christian biblical understanding of the sovereignty of God and the individual responsibility of each individual person, not because he or she is a member of a group, but because we have personal accountability to God. That's huge, and it's what we're based on as a country.
Well, and the one thing, if there was anything you could say positive about Muslim extremism, one byproduct, I think, is that it has brought the Christians and the Jews closer together.
Without a doubt. And sometimes I even have Jewish friends say, I don't understand why Christians are so supportive of Israel. And I remember saying to one of my Jewish doctor friends, he's from New York, and we were in Israel together, and he asked the question very honestly. And I said, let me explain it to you. You can be a Jew and have nothing to do with Christians. But you cannot be a Christian and not understand that every part of your faith is built upon the foundation of the Old Testament and the Jewish faith, and that our Savior, Jesus, was himself a Jew. So I said, it's real simple. You can be who you are without me. I can't be who I am without you.
And these exact sentiments were voiced by Pastor John Hagee on Sunday a week ago, on Mark Levin's program, and I thought that's full circle as far as I'm concerned. And Christians for Israel, I thought United for Israel is such a fantastic organization.
They do great work. They truly do.
Let's quickly jump over to the immigration question. I thought this one, this is where you really think, as a thinking person, you have X-ray eyes, because first it's a manufactured crisis, then it's not only not a manufactured crisis, but it's a crisis that President Trump has totally mismanaged. Now, I know you can't have your cake and eat it too, but boy, it sure seems like the left in this country is unabashedly trying to, you know, brainwash, or to use Omar's words, hypnotize the world about what is really going on down at the border.
Well, you live closer to it than most folks in America, but all of us who have been to the border, and I've been to several different places in it, the point is, we have a crisis, and even the Democrats now have to admit we do, but they for months said there is no crisis. It's manufactured, as you just pointed out. But the crisis is that you have an entire party of people who truly believe in open borders, and they made that very clear during the debates when they all lifted their hand and said, illegal immigrants not only should be able to come into the country without question, but we ought to provide free health care for them. There are a lot of Americans, Sanford, who can't afford health care, and they're tax-paying American citizens. And I'm sure they're scratching their head saying, let me see if I get this right. I'm a tax-paying American citizen. I can't afford health care, but somebody who breaks into the country illegally is supposed to get theirs for free. It's like saying, you're a homeowner, and there's no food in your cupboard, and you can't afford to eat. But if a burglar comes in, the government will bring a food truck over and feed him and let you, the hungry homeowner, stand back and watch.
You know, this leads to one more question, and this has to do with capitalism versus socialism. All of the candidates on some level in the Democratic field are embracing some form of socialism, and in fact going, you know, much further than that. And they have support from the mainstream media. And this is a question I haven't been able to get a rational answer to. So hopefully we have found the person that knows how to address this. Capitalism requires business in order to, fuel the economy. And the mainstream media that supports this socialist agenda relies on advertising in order to make its money. How on earth can a company that relies on business be a proponent of socialism?
Well, I think they're being dishonest with their customers, dishonest with the public. The fact is, socialism takes all kinds of people and makes them poor. Capitalism helps poor people to be able to become wealthy. I grew up dirt poor, so I know something about poverty. I don't have to be lectured about it. I don't have to read a book about it. It's where I grew up. My mother grew up in a home, Sanford, that didn't even have floors, just dirt. No plumbing, no electricity. I'm the first male in my entire family lineage that even graduated high school, much less went to college. So I don't have to be told what it's like to be without. But if it weren't for a system that said to me, you don't have to be stuck and stay where you are. You can get an education, you can work hard, and you can live your dreams. Well, that's the American dream, and it's built on capitalism. The notion that there's not a fixed amount of wealth and everybody just gets some piece of that pie. It's that there's an unlimited amount of wealth to be created, and once created, many more people can share in it. And if a person is able to create a successful business, he or she is going to create jobs, jobs that puts food on a person's table, that puts clothes on their back, that sends their kids to school and lets them advance. And maybe they break away and start their own businesses. This is why America is the greatest country on earth, the most prosperous, and the one that has provided more opportunity than any other country in the history of mankind. And we ought to be celebrating it. We sure as heck ought not to be denigrating it like some of these socialists are. And I guess virtually every one of the Democratic candidates for president has embraced socialism to the destruction of America if we were to let it happen.
Well, you have come through with the dishonesty argument, which I think is brilliant, and I really do appreciate you taking the time. Governor Mike Huckabee is coming to Prescott, by the way, on August the 3rd. He will be appearing at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, and this is being done in conjunction with the Republican Women of Prescott. And Governor Huckabee, I don't know if you are aware of this, but the Republican Women of Prescott have the most members of any Republican women's group in the universe, over 900
that is
members.
Incredible. Well, this much I can tell you, Sanford, if it weren't for the Republican women, none of us would have ever been elected Republican anything. No, and I'm not just saying that.
I mean,
Republican women are the true workhorses of the party. They're the ones who actually get it done. A lot of the men will sit around and talk and talk about what ought to happen. But the women are the ones who make it happen. I myself would never have been elected first lieutenant governor and ultimately governor had it not been for the incredible, tenacious perseverance of Republican women. And I could start naming the heroes of my political life, and nearly every one of them a Republican woman.
Well, we are looking forward to having you with us here in Prescott, Governor Huckabee, and we definitely appreciate you making the time for your very busy schedule. You're probably getting a little bit of makeup done now for your Fox News appearance. So appreciate you stopping by before you head over to the TV.
Sanford, I look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for having me with you today. All the best.
I appreciate it. Thank you, too. Governor Mike Huckabee joining us live here on Talk of the Town, here on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe, and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Well, definitely a pleasure to talk to Governor Mike Huckabee live here on KQ&A's Talk of the Town. We will have that interview, by the way, put up on our website at kqna.com, and you'll be able to click on the podcast and be able to check out the archived interview in case you missed it. But what a great speaker he'll be when he comes here to Prescott on August 3rd. There are still tickets available at the box office at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, and it is brought to you in conjunction with the Republican Women of Prescott. I want to say a big thank you to Barbara Ernst on behalf of RWAP for helping to put together the interview that you just heard live right here on KQ&A with Governor Mike Huckabee. And what could possibly top that? Well, hey, all you have to do is sit there and wait, because coming up after our news break, we have a couple of returning guests here in our studio. Drew Hall and Anton Teschner will be joining us live in studio, and I believe they've each brought with them a musical instrument. So they will fancy us with maybe some sumatoshis or something that they're working on. But we will have Drew and Anton in here live right after the news. So stay tuned. It's all coming up here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be back after the news.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity.
Hi, this is Councilman Jim Lamerson. I'm a longtime downtown Prescott businessman, past chairman of the board for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and past president of the Rotary Club of Prescott. Maintaining our small town Southwest historic character, charm, and ambiance are critical to me. Moving forward, we will grow, but we can do it smart. I take pride in serving the citizens of Prescott and would appreciate your continued support. Please vote Jim Lamerson for re-election by August 27th.
This message paid for by the committee to re-elect Jim Lamerson.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
We're KQ&A.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, AM 1130, My 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, more of Talk of the Town on the way, but first, a check of news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott reporting. Wet weather's been a big help in the fight against two fires burning in northern Arizona. Monsoon rains have fallen on the Cellar Fire, but burning 16 miles south of Prescott, and kept fire activity to a minimum. The Southwest Area Incident Management Team has transitioned to more than 7,500-acre fire back to the Prescott National Forest. Meanwhile, recent monsoon rains have decreased the intensity of the museum fire burning near Flagstaff. Evacuation orders have been lifted. However, John Paxson from the Coconino County Sheriff's Office explains they can't relax just yet.
They make a determination if they feel it's safe to let them back in, and they did not feel that there was an immediate threat to those residents returning to their home. There's still a threat out there, so we take them off the go status, and they will be returning to their homes, but they will be just returning to a set status. So should something happen, they need to still be prepared to evacuate.
Spokesman Joel Barnett says high humidity and light winds have given firefighters the break they need to build lines in order to keep the fire from spreading.
The weather is supposed to be about the same, so our plan is to put firefighters on the ground and continue the direct suppression efforts on areas of the fire. There have been no structures lost at this point, and there are no structures that are immediately threatened by the fire.
The museum fire has burned just over 1,800 acres in the Coconino National Forest, with 10% containment reported. Headquarters Lakes man is facing numerous charges after he claimed to be a licensed contractor. A man deposited $19,000 with 35-year-old Aquitas Lakes resident Seth Jackson for a new roof on his Russell Flats home in Cornville. Jackson claimed he was a licensed contractor, and the victim knew Jackson had been associated with other roofing companies in the past. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Diehl explains that the victim didn't get what he paid for.
When the basic structure was ready for roofing, Jackson never brought out the necessary materials to begin the project. Instead, he brought out a small trailer containing junk metal parts and claimed it was part of the job.
The roofing was never done, and Jackson admitted to using some of the money to cover issues related to personal problems and to buy tools. Devlin says the man reported Jackson to the Arizona Registrar of Contractors.
At one point during this time, the victim even received text-based photos from Jackson purporting to show roofing work on the victim's home, when in fact it was not the victim's home. Deputies attempted to locate Jackson in the Camp Verde area without success.
Jackson had been apparently evicted from a Camp Verde home. Deputies caught up with him in Aquitas Lakes last Friday and arrested him on charges that include fraudulent schemes, theft, and acting as a contractor without a license. In your KQ&A weather forecast, just a 10% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm this evening across Yavapai County. Partly cloudy, 66 in Prescott, 72 in the Verde Valley. 20% chance of thunderstorms in Friday's forecast. A high of 88 in the Prescott area, 100 in the Verde Valley. That's news and weather. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. The original hands-free medium. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at kqna.com.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. It's been our pleasure to be a supporter of United Animal Friends and their goal of reducing the population of homeless pets. They are on a rescue mission, and at Olson's, our mission is the health of your animals. So to partner with them in their fundraising efforts is a natural. With that in mind, set aside Saturday, August 3rd as the day you and all your dog friends have lunch together on the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott. Once again, it's the Wolf Down Lunch presented by United Animal Friends. Olson's for Healthy Animals is proud to be a major sponsor of this great fundraising event. For a $20 donation, you get a delish picnic lunch and either a handmade pet bowl or raffle tickets and other neat goodies. Come sample Avoderm pet food at the Olson's booth. There will also be live music, parades, vendors, games, raffles, contests, demos, pet adoptions, and much more to complete your day at Wolf Down Lunch, Saturday, August 3rd from 10 till 3 on the historic Courthouse Plaza in Prescott. See you there. Good enough just isn't.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
Whoa, and we are back live here on Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And joining me in studio, Anton Teschner and Drew Hall. And they are, what, two-fifths of Summitoshes?
One-half.
One-half, so there's four of you.
There's four.
Gigi Conway, and then who am I missing?
Yes, we got Gigi Conway, and we have Malin Hawk, gotcha. And then Nan Antock.
And you guys are going to be playing at the Elks on Saturday, July 27th. You formed this band. I mean, you guys play as a duo all over town, yeah. But you formed this band. Why?
Well, there's quite a few reasons. Actually, we first formed it because we had a CD release party, and I wanted the CD release party to be special. I worked with Gigi, with Walt Richardson, and just love his playing, and said, hey, you know what? Let's do this. Let's bring you in on percussion. And I said, give me a name of a bass player. Who do you want? You know, who's your, as a drummer, we want, you know, who's your co-pilot, you know? And he says, call Malin Hawk. And I called Malin, didn't know him at all, knew nothing about him. But I just trusted that if Gigi says he's good, he's good. And he was amazing. And like, he exceeded expectations of, he was just, you know, so that's how it all came to be. And then we did the show and we're like, we like doing this. Let's like make this a band, you know?
Right. And how often do you guys actually get together and do stuff, either practice-wise or in person for events like this?
It depends. I mean, it varies based on just where everyone is. Everyone's in different bands and lives in different places and such. So it varies. But, you know, we tend to gig, you know, about once a month or so currently, and we're kind of looking to expand that a bit, but we have to find the right places and the right things that fit what we do stylistically, you know.
So, Anton, give me your assessment of the music scene here in Prescott, because I think that one thing people kind of take for granted is, you know, how much live music is around town. I know there's been kind of ebbs and flows and things like that in terms of people, places, and things, but I go other places. Like, I spend part of my time over in Lake Havasu, which is a real party town. They don't have like one half of the music that you have here in Prescott.
That's true, probably for most of the state. Prescott is a gem musically. I moved here in 98, had no clue what kind of music town it was. I wasn't even playing an instrument at the time, but when I got here, I was like, wow, this is a great music town, better than Tucson, better than Phoenix, I think.
Amazing.
Just the camaraderie, the openness that all the musicians have with each other and playing. You know, I can grab my instrument whenever I want and go out and probably end up playing. And I mean, you can't do that kind of stuff in Phoenix or Tucson sometimes, and it just, it's too cliquish down there and for me. But up here, it's a different story, and it's an untapped resource for the town. Absolutely.
Well, and the fact is that when you guys are active, you know, I mean, if you really wanted to, you could probably work just about every night, I would imagine.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty close, yeah.
We're pretty close to that right now, but we could, yeah.
What about in your personal lives? Do you get involved at all in teaching music to people? You know, because that is a lot of times the life of a musician is that you have those moments on stage where you get to perform, but then after that happens, you got to make a living. So I would imagine there's other things that you do that are music oriented that kind of help pay the bills, so to speak.
Definitely. For me, I teach a lot. And I mean, you know, 5 days a week, you know, a full load of students. Also do, you know, studio recording stuff as well. But everything I do is music in some way, whether it's teaching, recording, or gigging. And so it's good. I mean, you kind of wear a bunch of different hats as a musician, like we were talking about off air. And, it all supports itself, you know.
When you're teaching a student, what is it that you're trying to bring out in them? Is that a... do you have a particular style that you're looking for, or are you just basically getting them to, you know, understand the chords and figure out how to do progressions and things like that? I mean, what's really the strategy when it comes to how you go about teaching kids music?
For me, it's very much individual. Every student has a different lesson plan, and everyone, you know, has different strengths and different goals that they have. And so I design it based off of each individual person. And that's the beauty of private lessons, you know.
Now, you know, I first fell in love with you two guys, and I don't mind saying that, as a duo, sure. Because I just love the way you play together.
Thank you.
And I was just curious as to whether or not, even though I know you guys are great friends and collaborators, is there any kind of like healthy form of competition between you? Do you ever try to like say, well, you know, I'm going to try to do a little bit more or figure out a way to do this a little different and try to maybe top what's going on?
Yeah, I wouldn't describe it as a competition, but more as an inspiration.
A collaboration.
A motivator.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when I'm playing with Drew, you know, Drew has such a toolbox at his disposal that I do not have. So I'm listening to Drew very intently, and I take lessons from Drew all the time when we're gigging, especially. And so it's kind of a motivator thing. And, you know, I try and do the same thing. You know, it does get monotonous if you're playing the same licks every night after night. So you got to change it up and try and inspire each other to play better. But it's not really a competition thing. I wouldn't call it that.
Yeah, it's definitely not a competitive thing, but it's just a motivator and it's exciting. It's like every guy in this band, you know, Anton, Gigi, Malin, inspires me to make sure that I'm on my game because they're all excellent musicians. So I, you know, make sure it's like, hey, I have a gig with these guys. It's time to, you know, get down and practice and get after it, you know. and it's healthy. And it's not competitive, but it's just motivating, you know.
So how would you describe the music of Suma Toshis? How would you describe it?
I can pass it to you.
Thanks. it's a mixture because of the different backgrounds of each player. None of us, I don't think, ever came from the same type of band.
Not at all.
Except maybe me and Drew from the 80s and playing hair rock or something.
Right, right.
That'd be about it. But since then, we've grown a lot. So there's a lot of different elements in there. From I use a lot of Spanish guitar technique, flamenco technique. You know, Drew's playing blues and rock and everything else under the sun. Malin is an incredible monster on the bass that I don't think he has a bottom to his bag of tricks that he pulls out and plays. And Gigi is just a phenomenal, phenomenal drummer.
Well, and this is Saturday, July 27th at the Elks. We're going to take a quick break here. Give these guys a chance to open up their guitar cases and maybe give us a couple quick minutes as we head out on the other side of the break. We're talking with Anton Teschner and Drew Hall, and they are one half of the group Sumatocious, which will be playing live at the Elks Theater Saturday night, July 27th, 7 p.m. Tickets available, of course, there at the Elks. And a special guest opening performer, Sean McDermott, and our very own Nick Canuel. So stay tuned. We've got more with Hall and Teschner when we come back here live on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop into your local Batteries Plus Bulbs store and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
Young adults, prepare to become a professional helicopter pilot in 2 years. The Aerospace Science Degree Program offered through Yavapai College prepares students for a career in aviation. Guidance Aviation has provided collegiate helicopter pilot training at the Yavapai Regional Airport since 1998. Their degree program prepares students for instrument, commercial, and certified flight instructor helicopter pilot license. Guidance Aviation offers a private helicopter pilot license separately. For information, go to guidance.aero.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our 3 great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. 4 decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're back live here with Drew Hall and Anton Teschner, again, getting ready for another visit from their band Sumatocious on Saturday, July 27th at the Elks Theater. Tickets are available. You can give them a call at 777-1370 or go to PrescottElksTheater.com to get tickets to see this fine, fine fusion of Latin and flamenco. So as you were putting this together, did you have any other more famous musicians in mind style-wise as to what you were maybe trying to incorporate in Sumatocious?
For me, I don't know if there was anybody new, because I'm still trying to get the hang of the old players that I've always admired.
I mean the old players. Those are the ones I look up to. Yeah.
That you never achieve perfection, sure, in your own way for those. And so, you know, listening to Paco de Lucia, and, you know, there's just so many guitar players out there that just inspire you. He's probably my biggest one. And, you know, I just always try to live up to some kind of standard for that.
How about you, Drew?
You know, I think it's the mixture of the different styles. You know, we have our favorite groups, and it's based in the Latin music. Like we said, Paco de Lucia, Al Di Meola, John McLaughlin, like the famous trio. That's the big one, you know. But then, you know, combining bass and drums with that, full drum set, electric bass. You know, Gigi was Mariah Carey's drummer for 14 years, and, you know, bringing that kind of groove to the stuff we're doing Latin-wise, I mean, it's just a cool hybrid. You know, that's what's kind of fun about the band. It's not just, even if you're a fan of Latin music, you like it, but if you're not, and you just like, you know, rock or blues or soul or funk, you'll still like it. You know, it kind of fits a lot of different, it checks a lot of boxes.
Well, we're going to get these guys to play for us a little bit in a couple of minutes. It's one thing to sit and listen to you guys play. The thing that I question in my mind is, how do you actually sit down and write this stuff? I mean, you've got to at least come up with an arrangement and, right, you know, and be able to work that out. Is that something that comes easily? Is it something you have to work hard at, or what?
If it's right, it doesn't take a lot of hard work. I mean, things kind of naturally just happen. I remember there's a quote Tom Waits said that if a song is out there and you don't grab it, someone else will. I mean, we don't know where it comes from, you know. But if you're writing and it's happening the right way, it's just going to flow naturally.
I'm just wondering if anybody has created any kind of musically created software, kind of similar to like voice software, where you can say a word and it types it out. You could play a tune and it will draw out the musical notes on sheet music. Anybody come up with that yet?
I think it exists.
Yeah, there's some MIDI programs.
That'd be pretty cool, because I know some of the stories of musicians I've heard that don't read music. Yeah. They would say, you know, be like a singer or an instrumentalist, and they would say to someone, well, you know, it sounds like this, da 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 da, and you got to like figure out what notes they are and write them down.
So listen, yeah, most of everything for me is ear based. You know, really? If I have to write stuff down, I do, but I try to avoid it. I'd rather listen by ear. Yeah, rather listen. We're kind of all, I mean, yeah. I know you're like that too, you know. So you hear it and replicate it, and a lot of improvisation involved in there too, and just try to stream of consciousness in a way, you know.
You know, I will say that, you know, jazz fusion from the late 70s, early 80s, my favorite kind of music. And I was just so disappointed when I went to California to see Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea play together, you know, dual solo piano. And it was like Chick Mozart and, you know, they were both trying to like outdo each other and cram as many notes into every measure as they possibly could.
Sure.
And, you know, and people were really kind of, you know, upset about that. So I think you really do, I would think, you do have to kind of keep the audience in mind when you are performing.
Sure. Yeah. And we're very, very fortunate to get to do what we love and have the, you know, fans here and people come out and support. We have great support here, and it's really, really very fortunate.
Well, we're going to get to hear a little bit of this. We're going to dispense with the normal, you know, closing music because this is obviously a much bigger upgrade for us. This is Drew Hall and Anton Teschner.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
For everybody here, I'm Sanford Cohen. Mark Levin, Talk of the Quad Cities, coming your way next. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.